Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The appearance of a new star proved to be a worldview-altering event for astronomers of the early 17th century. As Carlos Badinus, assistant professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Pittsburgh, explains, the object first spotted by Kepler continues to reveal secrets 400 years after it first appeared.
My studies focus on exploding stars, known as supernovae. These are extremely powerful events that happen about once per century in a galaxy like the Milky Way. Supernovae are the origin of many of the chemical elements that make our planet and ourselves. The calcium in your bones and the iron that makes your blood red all came from supernovae that exploded billions of years ago, before the solar system was formed. Back in 1604, famous astronomer Johannes Kepler recorded one of these supernovae in the Milky Way. A new star suddenly appeared in the constellation of Ophiuchus, got brighter, and then faded away in a few months. Although Kepler didn't know it at the time, this supernova was of a special kind called Type 1a, an important class of supernovae because they can be used to measure large distances and study how our universe has expanded since the Big Bang. Last year, two groups of astronomers were awarded the Nobel Prize for their discovery of a mysterious force called dark energy using Type 1a supernovae. It's kind of embarrassing, but we still don't know exactly what kind of star explodes in a Type 1a supernova. Our work concerns the remains of Kepler's supernova, what we call the Kepler supernova remnant. 400 years after the explosion, the supernova has left behind a huge ball of incandescent gas at millions of degrees, so hot that it shines in the X-rays. These X-rays contain important information about the supernova explosion and its parent star. In particular, we have been able to determine the amount of iron that was produced in the explosion. It seems the Kepler supernova was unusually powerful, bright, and iron-rich. We hope that studies of nearby objects like the Kepler supernova remnant can help us understand Type 1a supernovae better.
That was Carlos Badinus of the University of Pittsburgh. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.